Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Israelis view President Obama as pro-Arab, and one rabbi says that the United States president is not the Almighty. That's the headline. I'll have more details behind this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In a recent public opinion poll taken in Israel, a lopsided plurality of 42% of Israelis viewed U.S. President Obama as pro-Arab, and only 7% see him as pro-Israel. Meanwhile, a rabbi who served in the Israeli Knesset, Rabbi Chaim Druckman, says that the United States President Barack Obama thinks he holds the wheel in his hand and that he leads the world. But according to the rabbi, the people of Israel deal with the Almighty who leads this world. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Israeli rabbi who says the Almighty, not Barack Obama, leads this world and controls Israel is right on target. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For more than a year, U.S. President Obama has been dictating to the Israeli government what must be done in order for the peace process to work and to bring an end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. President Obama first addressed the Islamic world from Cairo, Egypt, and said that the Israeli-Jewish settlements were illegal and must be removed. The recent flap over Jewish building in Jerusalem is the absolute evidence that President Obama wants to control the Israeli government and its prime minister. This motivated one very prestigious Israeli rabbi, Chaim Druckman, to say the obvious, that Barack Obama is not the Almighty, and that the Jewish state does not take direction from President Obama, but the Jews take their orders from the Almighty. God's Word, the Bible, does agree with the rabbi that the Almighty is still in charge. God brought the Jews into existence, and they are His chosen people. That's Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 to 8. God has chosen to dwell among His people, the Jewish people, in Jerusalem, and that He will do forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. Today, all of Judaism does not look to the God of the Bible as their leader. However, there is a large segment of the Jewish people who believe in the new covenant of Jeremiah 31, which says that the Lord will be their God and the Jewish people His people, the Almighty's people. That will happen in the future. That's found in Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...